The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Sasha Shipway. On this episode, I'm joined by Emmy, who also goes by the username Concierge Marie. You might have seen her TikTok videos floating around on social media, where she makes content about all aspects of the game. So let's find out more about the person behind these viral videos, which have racked up more than 300,000 likes on TikTok.
Emmy, welcome to The Netball Show. You are otherwise known as the queen of netball TikTok. So, I mean, tell me, how did you get started? What was the impetus for you to start creating?
Thank you so much for having me. It sort of started here in Melbourne, Australia. We were deep in stage 4 lockdown in about June last year, and there wasn't really all that much to do. So I started making TikToks. I was looking at TikToks a lot, and I was like, yeah, this looks easy enough. And when you're a netball head like me, everything in your life relates to netball. So you sort of end up jumping on the trends and then thinking of ways to make them into relatable netball content. And then it sort of just really took off from there, because I think everyone was bored at home like me. So that was lucky.
Oh, absolutely. I think they definitely absolutely skyrocketed. And I mean, what was your favourite one to make out of the ones that you have done?
I liked making the, it's sort of not so much to do with like elite netball, but I made this one about like the Mean Girls netball rap, and I actually had to write a rap, so it took a little bit of creativity, and that one has pretty much got the most likes and views. In terms of the club netball ones, my favourite was probably the Georgie Horgis one, where Kath Cox was just watching her dancing, because I like doing my hair like that. I think I look exactly like Kath Cox when I do that.
That's definitely a great advantage to have when you're doing netball TikToks, I reckon. I mean, what do you make of the reaction? Obviously, you've had a lot of the elite netballers pick this up. Were you expecting that when you first started?
No, not at all. Like, it's kind of strange, really, for me. It still is strange. I feel like a lot of the elite netballers, they don't sort of understand their own hype. And so when they do respond to like something that I've made and tag them in, where I'm just like being a fangirl, I'm like, oh my God, like, for me, because they're like my idols, and I'm sure they are for lots of us, I'm just like, do you guys know how good you are? Why are you talking to me? But it's really nice. Like, yeah, it's cool to see how down to earth they all are.
I'm liking seeing Joe Weston making more TikToks at the moment as well.
Yeah, definitely. She's awesome. There's a really cool story about Joe Weston. Once I was doing a live on TikTok, which is where you like just sort of go live to all your followers and they join in. And Joe Weston joined, and I had a picture of Emily Mannix as my background at the time. And she was like, excuse me, why do you have a picture of Emily Mannix? Why isn't it of me? And I was like, whoops, busted. So it's just cool. Like, she's very good like that. She's very interactive and, you know, yeah, good with the fans.
Oh, that's fab. And I mean, this is like, sounds almost like a job interview, but tell us a bit about the person behind TikTok. What do you do otherwise, other than playing and loving netball?
I'm not in that kind of field of work at all. I work for a not-for-profit here in Australia. But yeah, anyone will tell you that I'm just like the netball girl. Pretty much my whole life is about netball. I was playing 5 nights a week, until we've just recently gone into another little mini lockdown here in Melbourne, and coaching once a week and then coaching a game once a week as well. So that's pretty much my personality trait.
Netball. I was watching that Disney film last night, you know, the one where she has like different memory islands. Do you know the film I'm on about, where they talk about like how the brain works? I can't even remember what it's called. But anyway, I was talking to my boyfriend.
Oh, he was like, I haven't seen it, but I think I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, you definitely have a netball island in your head. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I do.
Oh, same. That's the best. I know. I love it. I love when you find another person with a netball island and you're like, you're my person.
tell us throughout the, I know the English Super League obviously restarted at the weekend, so I could see on Twitter that you're loving Leeds Rhinos, but yeah, what did you make of that? Who are you going to be supporting, and how good is it to see netball in the UK?
It's so good. Honestly, more than anything, like, it's been tricky for us in Australia to watch it. We've had to be a bit clever in how we go about getting access, but I've just been so happy for all of you guys. I think that's so good. Like, you guys really deserve it, and just to be able to watch it. And even if I can't watch live, seeing everyone's tweets, I've got a lot of UK people on my Twitter, and it's just so nice to see, because I know, like, we're all the same. We all just love the game, living vicariously through you guys if I can't watch. I was really impressed with the Rhinos' first game. Amazing. Obviously, I sort of had a bias towards them before I started watching this year, because we all love Dan Ryan here in Australia, and I was really excited to see Donnell, his secret weapon. But since I've also been watching, and I don't know if the Rhinos aren't going to like me for this, but I've got a bit of a soft spot for the Sirens. I think they've been playing really well, and I was really impressed with them. Some really good players there. Taylor Cullen, I was really impressed with her. Yeah, they're all doing quite well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so good to see it back. And actually, I was wondering that in terms of Leeds Rhinos, if that is kind of the thing that's swaying all the Aussies, because on Twitter I was noticing so many Aussies were loving Leeds Rhinos, and I was wondering, has Dan Ryan got something to do with that? So, yes, but
Maddie's involved too.
Oh, I know, yeah. It's such a shame she couldn't go out, but it's obviously completely understandable with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So what position do you play when you're on court yourself?
I've just recently, like, started reinventing my game. I was talking to someone about it the other day. Like, my favourite position is wing defence and goal defence, but I've started playing centre, and I've realised that it's because it actually suits me really well, because I'm a bit of a control freak. So now, once I don't play centre anymore, if I go back to another position, I get really jealous of, like, people in the goal third. I just, like, want to be where the ball is. So it's going to be a shock to my followers, but I think that I'm, like, a centre now.
Wow. I mean, I am also a centre, so welcome.
Wow! I did not know.
Yes.
That's amazing. I need tips and tricks.
I just love it. It's like, yeah, get in on the action, right. Feed the ball in. Defend, obviously, it's like got a bit of everything, so
exactly. Yeah,
and I love it when I turn up to games and people are like, oh, and like they give away the center bib as though it's like got the plague on it, and you're like, I'll have it, I don't mind.
Well, that's how it started for me. Someone just gave it to me and I was like, are you serious? Oh my god, like, why me? That's so mean. And then, like, I really liked it, and then I started, like, a few years ago, me and my friend did, like, this personal training 8-week challenge together, and they were saying to us all, like, oh, what's your goals? And lots of people are like, you know, I want to get abs, or like, I want to lose a bit of weight. And I was like, I want to be able to play center. And they're like, okay, like, no one really gets it unless you're like a netball person. And then here I am today, and I've actually been really enjoying it.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Well done. And we know that the Australia v New Zealand games are coming up. Presume that you will be watching those.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait. So excited for that.
What do you make of the squad that's been selected, and who do you reckon is going to actually win?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell. Hey, I feel like both squads have sort of mentioned that they might be lacking a little bit in certain areas. But I think at the end of the day, New Zealand do have the advantage of having the home games. Like, there's no way around that. And also being able to, like, not having to quarantine like the Aussies are at the moment, I think it will be a huge advantage for New Zealand. But in saying that, I just have this weird feeling that Australia might get up. I don't know why. I just think they might. I think that they're really just going to do really well, especially in that shooting end. I think they're going to prove lots of their naysayers wrong. And I'm really excited. I hope I get to see Sophie Garbin get a run.
Love that. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think you're right in terms of the advantage with the Kiwis being on home soil, having that crowd and yeah, that home support always helps.
Yeah.
So what can we look forward to from you with TikTok in the future? Do you plan your TikToks, or are you just kind of off the cuff, depending on what's going on in the netball world?
Oh my God, completely off the cuff. Like, I don't know if, like, I know that I don't do it right, because someone was telling me that, like, you need to sort of work out when you're going to, if you want to do it properly, work out when you're going to, like, drop your content, because it's, like, it's better to do it at different times. And I'm just like, what? I literally just get an idea in my head and then I run and I grab the props and then I film it. And then I can't wait, so I have to upload it straight away. I was telling a funny story to someone when I was living with my sister, and it was when Tegan Phillip and Katie Thwaites both retired or announced their retirement on the same day. And I was just read the news. I was upstairs, and then straight away I was like, Hayley, that's my sister's name. I was like, I need funeral clothes, quick. Get me some black clothes. And then we had to just like rustle through our closet to get like funeral clothes, because I wanted to film this funeral scene on a TikTok. So yeah, in the answer to your question, no, absolutely not planned. I'm on TikTok a lot, so I sort of see what the trends are. That's the good thing about TikTok. You kind of just like copy other people. It's very easy like that.
That is actually hilarious, because I can fully imagine the absolute mayhem, like not only hearing that they're retiring, but demanding funeral clothes.
Yeah, and my sister's not like she's not, like, she's starting to understand netball. I'm trying slowly to get it in her head, but she doesn't really understand it. For example, when she understands something, like there was this, I don't know if you remember, there was this one game last year when Courtney Bruce said in a halftime interview that Sam Wallace punched her in the face. My sister, yeah, we were all laughing. We were like she said it in jest, and like everyone knows I love Courtney, in love with Courtney. She's amazing. But then my sister pipes up with this comment. She's like, Courtney Bruce has never been punched in the face. I find that hard to believe. And I was just like, oh my God, yes, Hayley gets it. She understands the memes. Like, I love it when people just have that click and you realize that you're slowly, you know, making them netty heads.
Bringing more people to the party. That's what I love to see.
Totally.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Emmy, for joining us on the Netball Show. It's been so great to hear more about you, the person behind Netball TikTok. And yeah, hopefully we'll be speaking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.